Imagine, by way of comparison, that you are rummaging around in a flea market, an antique store, or the attic in your new home, and you find a photograph that shows a person being killed, with the perpetrator in full view. If the crime seems recent, occurring in your own lifetime, you would probably bring the photograph to a police station and file a report to start an investigation. But what if the crime depicted was a lynching from a century ago, or a shooting in 1941? The Ravine tells the story of one photograph and its power to hold our attention, reveal a wealth of information about the Holocaust, and demand action. I asked the journalists about the history of the photograph. Where did they find it? They explained that this photograph from Mirapol had been locked in the stacks of Prague's Security Service headquarters, a former KGB-like authority in Soviet-controlled Czechoslovakia. It took the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991 to bring to light this image of mass murder. Living victims being killed together as a family. It is astonishing evidence, clearly showing local militia shooting side by side with Germans in wartime Ukraine, where more than 1 million Jews were murdered in broad daylight. And, the journalist revealed, the photographer testified about this event in the 1950s, stating emphatically that the local killers were Ukrainians who knew some of the victims.